from KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. In for Rachel Miro, I'm Penny Nelson. California is set to triple the amount of tax breaks it doles out to film productions. The move is aimed at reversing the trend of film jobs moving to other states that offer larger tax breaks. In-state film production has fallen by nearly half during the last 15 years. It's been a high-profile issue in Sacramento all year, even bringing out actors like Carl Weathers of Rocky and Arrested Development fame, who said the migration hurts Los Angeles-based film crews.
More and more, they face three options. No work. Moving away from their families for months, even years at a time, or permanently leaving California.
The deal announced by Governor Jerry Brown and top lawmakers would triple California's tax credits to more than $300 million. Democratic Assemblyman Mike Gatto says it also eliminates the current lottery system that determines which productions receive a break.
Within categories, of course, The productions we rank based on things like their California payroll, the number of days that they shoot here, and things like that.
Once lawmakers give the measure final approval, California would have the second largest film tax program in the country, with only New York offering more. And with many other states and spots outside the U.S. eager for entertainment dollars, the Golden State will still need to compete to bring those jobs home. The new effort is one of several high-profile deals being struck in the final days of the two-year legislative session. The state's chief of community colleges says too many students drop out before they obtain a degree or finish coursework needed to transfer to a four-year university. An ambitious new plan aims to reverse that trend. Details from the California Report's LA Bureau Chief Stephen Cuevas.
Chancellor Bryce Harris hopes the College Board's initiative will help the state's 2.1 million community college students increase degree completion and university transfers by nearly a quarter of a million people.
Over the next 10 classes of entering freshmen.
Harris spoke to a room full of students and administrators at East Los Angeles College. The new goals come on the heels of deep state cuts to college funding. That money is gradually being restored since the passage 2 years ago of a temporary tax hike designed to fill in some $6 billion in lost public education spending.
And that's allowed the California community colleges over the last 2.5 years to serve about another 120,000 students. But that's against a deficit of nearly 500,000 we turned away.
Harris says the state's 121 community colleges have already begun implementing the plan's 24 reforms. That includes an overhaul of academic counseling and a push to increase completion of remedial courses. East LA College President Marvin Martinez says his school is increasing outreach to younger college-bound students.
A successful college student begins earlier so that our families, most of whom are first-generation college-bound, can learn the language of higher education, learn the behaviors that leads towards college success.
$170 million of this year's current community college budget is earmarked to help reach the goals laid out in the new initiative. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Los Angeles.
In April, a FedEx truck slammed into a bus full of high school seniors from Southern California on their way to tour Humboldt State University. Five of the students died, and the survivors, many of them injured, had some big decisions to make, including whether to go to Humboldt State, where the new school year started this week. KPCC's Ashley Bailey reports.
After the crash, Humboldt State offered to bring the survivors to campus for a tour at another time, and not by bus. Most said yes, and a school spokesman says 25 survivors wound up enrolling for the fall. Each was given a $1,000 memorial scholarship. That includes Stephen Clavijo. He was raised in the Santa Clarita Valley, so he's still adjusting to life among the forests of redwoods in Arcata. It's a lot colder and greener.
Here is just completely different. I mean, the trees and everything, but it's really amazing. It's more natural and organic in a way.
But 19-year-old Miles Hill from LA's Mount Washington neighborhood said no. Instead, he's going to college at San Francisco State.
I probably would have liked Humboldt a lot more if it weren't for the crash. That is what ruined going to Humboldt for me.
Just starting college is hard enough for most kids. But Humboldt State's Adrian Colgrove Raymond says survivors have had to endure incredible emotional and physical pain.
Many of them have been in physical therapy most of the summer. They have been in counseling. Many are still dealing with a lot of medical and dental appointments, and they're still getting teeth repaired. They're still doing skin grafts. They are still doing rehabilitation to their bodies.
Colgrove Raymond runs HSU's Preview Plus program, which helps low-income high school seniors travel to the campus for tours. These kids were part of the program.
I really worked to get those students on the bus. And so it's hard not to feel responsible. You know, I know that I shouldn't feel that way, but that's how I feel.
Stephen Clavijo, the new Humboldt student, says he doesn't want to talk about the crash now. Miles Hill, the student who decided against Humboldt State, has healed physically for the most part, but he says he still has nightmares and feels anxious about riding buses. Going to San Francisco State means he's closer to home and has a fresh start.
I would go up there being like Harry Potter, the boy who lived, and it would be very difficult for me to get the college experience with everybody knowing, oh my God, it's Miles Hill. I feel like it would be genuinely hard to make friends if everybody knows who I am, and I didn't want to deal with that.
Meanwhile, back at Humboldt, there are counselors on hand to support survivors. Colgrove Raymond says they eventually want to make some kind of memorial on campus for the crash victims, but not yet. It's too soon.
We're trying to be respectful to the students because some of them, they're dealing with post-traumatic stress syndrome, and some things trigger these memories, and we're just trying not to put those students in that situation.
She says they're pretty concerned with how the survivors will react on the one-year anniversary of the April crash. But right now, freshman Anthony Clavijo is getting used to his dorm and walking up and down the many hills and stairs around campus.
It's insane. I mean, by the end of this year, our legs are going to be so toned.
Clavijo is studying film at Humboldt and wants to be a director. He gets the irony, considering he grew up less than 30 miles from Hollywood. But he says he took the advice of a high school teacher and chose a college far away from home to get a new perspective. And so far, he says he likes what he sees. For the California Report, I'm Ashley Bailey in Los Angeles.
And stay on top of California stories like this every day by subscribing to our podcast. We're on iTunes, or you can find us on our website, californiareport.org. That's the California Report for Thursday, August 28th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Penny Nelson. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. URS, a global engineering and construction firm working to improve California's public infrastructure, preserve the state's natural resources, and strengthen the environment. URS.com. And the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995.